Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In The Beauty of What Remains, How Our Greatest Fear Becomes Our Greatest Gift, Rabbi Steve Leder shares a poignant examination of grief, loss, and the surprising lessons they can teach us. Drawing from his rich experiences as a spiritual leader, Rabbi Leder delves into the raw and often painful emotions that accompany the loss of a loved one, connecting them with a profound sense of hope and renewal. This book offers an intimate exploration of mortality, encouraging readers to confront their fears about death and learn from them, ultimately illustrating how confronting our endings can enrich our living. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the universality of grief. Rabbi Steve Leder opens The Beauty of What Remains by establishing the universality of grief, a fundamental experience that unites all of humanity despite varying cultural, religious, or social backgrounds. Leder uses both personal anecdotes and stories from his time counseling others through their grief to emphasize how pervasive and all-encompassing this emotion can be. Instead of presenting grief as something to be feared or suppressed, he argues that embracing the pain of loss can lead to deep personal transformation and a renewed appreciation for life. Leder's reflections on the communal aspects of grief also suggest that sharing our losses with others provides critical support and fosters a collective healing process. This dismantling of grief's isolating effects encourages readers to seek solace and understanding through connections rather than enduring alone. Secondly, the role of memory in healing. An important theme in Leder's work is the role of memory in the healing process. Memories, according to Rabbi Leder, serve not just as reminders of loss, but as vital constructs that help sustain our connections with those who have passed. He beautifully navigates through complex emotions that come with remembering the deceased, highlighting both the joy and the pain. Memories are depicted as bridges connecting the past, present, and future, allowing those who have died to continue influencing the lives of the living. Leder encourages embracing memories, even when painful, as they can offer valuable lessons about resilience and the enduring power of love. This emphasis on memory serves as a healing mechanism, asserting that while loved ones are physically gone, their impact remains ingrained in the lives of the survivors. Thirdly, confronting mortality. A pivotal discussion in the book is about confronting our own mortality. Leder uses theological insights and personal narratives to explore how acknowledging and accepting death can dramatically change how we live our lives. By addressing our mortality directly, Leder argues that individuals can live more meaningfully, prioritizing relationships and experiences over material gains or superficial concerns. This confrontation with the end of life is framed not as a morbid obsession, but as a clarifying force that strips away the inconsequential and highlights what truly matters. Through this lens, death is not just an end, but a motivational force that imparts wisdom about how to live with purpose and gratitude. Fourthly, grief's impact on relationships. Leder delves into how grief reshapes relationships, noting both the strain and strengthening that can occur among family members and friends following a loss. He examines the dynamics of grieving among couples, within families, and across friendships, drawing from case studies and his pastoral experiences. The challenges of navigating different grieving styles can lead to misunderstandings and conflicts, yet they also present opportunities for deeper bonds and understanding. Leder offers guidance on how to support each other in grief, suggesting compassionate communication and shared rituals as tools that can help maintain and enhance relationships during such difficult times. Lastly, finding meaning in loss. Leder teaches how individuals can find meaning and growth in loss. Reflecting on his own personal losses and those he has witnessed, he proposes that pain and suffering can be transformative. By reframing how we perceive loss, not as a void but as a space filled with potential for insight, we can uncover new perspectives on life and our role in it. Leder cites real-life examples where bereaved individuals discover new strengths, purposes, and connections that were forged through the crucible of their grief, promoting a narrative of hope and positive change that follows the tragedy. In conclusion, Rabbi Steve Leder's The Beauty of What Remains is an essential read for anyone who has faced or will face loss, which is to say, it is a book for everyone. Readers from all walks of life can derive immense benefit from its universal truths about grief, memory, and the inevitability of loss. Leader's compassionate and wise narrative provides not only solace, but also a roadmap for finding meaningfulness in our most challenging experiences. This book is particularly invaluable for those struggling with recent bereavement or wrestling with the concept of mortality, providing both comfort and profound insights into how our greatest fears can transform into our greatest gifts. If you would like to support Steve Leader, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.